Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel, this holy week leading up to Easter. The first couple days of this week, I will be reading the lectionary text of the day and doing a prayer, just a short devotion to start to prepare our hearts and minds for Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter morning. So you will see these posted each day this week. Thursday and Friday will have short homilies to go with them. And Saturday will be like today with some scripture reading and a prayer only for Holy Saturday. Thank you for joining in for this Lenten end, well, the end of the Lenten season for Holy Week. I hope you gain much insight and thought and prayer in your own journeys to Easter. If you are listening from Bethlehem United Methodist Church, that is my church that I proudly serve, and you will see that they will all be done with my Grits in the Gospel logo, just for ease of purpose, so that I don't have to do two sets of these. You will see that logo, but it is going to be posted on the YouTube channel of my home church, or my church where I'm serving as well. I'm so thankful that you have joined us and will hopefully be joining us all week for these moments of prayer and scripture. As we come together this Holy Monday, let us come together in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's prayer for the day and all of the prayers this week on the podcast will be coming from the Vanderbilt Lectionary Resource that I love so much and that's linked in the show notes. Here now, a prayer and scriptures for today. Let us pray. God of steadfast love, light of the blind and liberator of the oppressed, we see your holy purpose and the tender compassion of Jesus, who calls us into new and living friendship with you. May we, who take shelter in the shadow of your wings, be filled with the grace of his tender caring. May we, who stumble in selfish darkness, see your glory and the light of his self-giving. We ask all this through him whose suffering is victorious, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The first lectionary text for today is a foreshadowing by God through the book of Isaiah of the Savior that is to come. Hear now the first 9 verses of the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The second reading today is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. But when Jesus came as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and the perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once and for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For the blood of goats and bulls, with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies those who have been defiled so that their flesh is purified. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to the worship of the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, because a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions under the first covenant. John 12, 1 through 11 tells of the friends of Jesus that we are so familiar with. Hear now the words about Mary and Martha. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, he kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, who he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Receive the benediction in life and death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.